good afternoon and welcome to What's Up Nupa Radio Edition, and thank you for all those that have stuck around with me for the last hour as I filled in for Mr. Frank Prosnitz, who is off for the Jewish holiday. Timmy Tui joins me here on this Wednesday. Now, I'm going to think it's Thursday the rest of the day.
Boy, you got me all goofed up, Rye, but thanks for having me.
I am all goofed up. One day early. Well. Something is going on. Two Channel 10 trucks have pulled into the city. What could it be? Could it be the Endeavor, or could it be something else?
You never know here in the city by the sea.
69 degrees and cloudy here in the city by the sea. We're looking at considerable clouds and humid, a high of 72 today. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 60 before clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 71. Your quick weekend temperatures is a high of 70 on Friday. Oh. I have Saturday, a high of 76 on Saturday, or a high of Saturday on Saturday, and a high of 70 on Sunday. That
Perfect.
Is a look at the weather. Not too bad. Coming up in this hour, we will be joined by Doreen LePage. PFLAG is open in the local chapter here in Newport. We'll hear all about that. And then later in the hour, we will be joined by Betsy Aiken, who is the Vice President of Fund Development for Child and Family. Great organization. We'll call in to discuss the 35th Annual Taste of Newport, which is coming up on October 28th. And What's Up Noop, as well as W80K and Mix 99.3 are proud media sponsors of that event, so you can purchase tickets. We'll find out all about it. You go to a lot of these events there, Timmy. I know you're in the business, you're in the industry, but you get to a lot of the Taste of Newport and Taste of This. And
I have not, Ryan. Over the years, I've usually been working constantly so others could attend because that was their little desire, and I always offered it up to stay back and run the show.
All right.
Behind the sticks. Always worthy causes. Always love to donate. And we're always donating in town. We're very philanthropic, this city, as you know. We always pull together, and there are so many great causes and events and organizations. It's well worth it.
You'll see a lot of these restaurants and businesses supporting all of these causes. You know, we were just talking off the break about your place of employment, how they'll be here, there, and everywhere this weekend for the Food and Wine Festival.
Just to get off subject quickly, but stay somewhat near it, just our Chef Jim Mitchell. Chef James Mitchell competed in the Four Bridges road race last weekend. Yeah, Mitch did it. And I think Professor Harry Graham.
Okay.
Raw Bar Extraordinaire. So with Midtown's always having people participate, fund, back up. Again, the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry in Newport, Rhode Island are always willing to give. They're stewards of the island. Time, treasure, and talent.
They certainly are, and as a consumer, we should all take note of who we see at some of these events, who we see supporting our favorite local charities, and make sure that we turn around and, give back to them.
Time donated, product donated, and always for a good cause and a great time. It's good to get together with our fellow neighbors on the island.
That's it. We have a pretty jam-packed show, but anything on your minds coming up on the Wednesday notebook? I know I am a day early.
Nah, because I kind
of... How are our friends from last week? Have they all survived?
Yeah, Mr. Oakley and Mr. O'Brien fared very well down there.
How about Mr. Young?
Mr. Young is now 5,002 Facebook friends.
All right.
And the nefarious activities in the Capitol continue.
Excellent. We have the boss behind us here, and it's funny.
The first lady.
She's on a little
3G.
She's on a little bit of delay out there, so I had a few minutes before. Not a few minutes, but a few seconds here to discuss. And here she comes. And you know what? Maybe she could talk about is maybe she can mention. I think sooner or later the public is going to be invited to stop in here and say hello. And let's see where she is going to sit.
Welcome, Mrs. Gomes. How are you today?
Hey, there's dust on the chair cover. What the heck?
That's all right.
Pixie dust.
Well, that's all right. Which mic are you going to go for here?
I was going to go for this mic. I want to give Tim Tui his space.
Oh, yes.
Bonnie Gomes, president and owner of 3G Broadcasting, which includes Mix 99.3 as well as 1540 WEDK, has joined us here. And what a pleasure it is to see you today.
It's a pleasure to be seen, Ryan. Thank you so much for inviting me into this lovely studio.
Yes, and I saw you walk over and you were looking through our little window and eyeing what's going on in here. And are we behaving?
Making sure that when the two of you are in here,
Always up to no good.
FCC fine hair on the back of my neck stands up.
Oh, well, there's only been one incident in the 4 years that have been on your airwaves where we pushed it a little bit.
Yes.
And yes. It wasn't even me. It was somebody else.
It was.
It was a guest.
It was a guest.
Ooh. Yes.
And it was one of those, oh, moments.
Okay. Yes. I think literally it was something like that.
Yeah.
What is new with 3DGT broadcasting? Besides our new home that we've been in.
Our new home. Beautiful. So we were just discussing that we are having our official open house next Thursday.
Nice. The 27th.
Yes. And we are having Blackstone Caterers do a little putting on the food bag.
A fork in the road.
We're having a fork in the road, and Whalers Brewing will be here, and Bridge Liquors is providing some wine tasting. So it's a little, it's a combined community effort.
Well, congratulations on that, Bonnie.
Thank you.
And
thank
crew
you.
At Al.
And we'll have a ribbon cutting. The chamber will be here. It's a little business after hours. It's kind of a mixed bag of things. You know, I'm the vice chairman of the chamber, so I try to incorporate the chamber in as much as we can here. I'm very fond of them and what they do.
And you do it so well.
Thank you. So that's happening next week. And, so we were just talking about the stress level next week of getting everything done because we rushed to get in and then things slowed up a little bit.
And I think that happens most people, you know, if you make that move from a house to another house or apartment to apartment, you get everything just the way you need it just to get by, and then it mm-hmm. takes a while to feel comfortable and make
right.
it a home.
But then, you know, I intentionally planned the open house for September because I wanted to force us to finish, you know, like that foam on the side windows. There's going to be glass placed there and the boxes in the conference room.
I didn't even notice that, Bonnie.
Yeah, well, that's because these studios were built, but there's a metal rod between, a metal bar between the two studios, and there's a space so you can hear mix, and mix can hear ADK, and so there's going to be another pane of glass on the inside portion of both studios to stop that bleed.
All right. Very interesting.
So
huh?
Did we go over the time of what time some of our listeners may be able to pop in next Thursday the 27th?
We're open from 5 to 7.
5 to 7 p.m. Yep. And people can come on by, and you could probably meet some of the hosts.
Yes.
I'm sure Jacob will be around and I'll be around, as well as some of the
Did
other.
Did we talk you into doing some live interviewing and broadcasting?
I think I may be on live from 5 to 7.
On a Thursday
on
Thursday.
On a Thursday. Well, yeah.
That means when we wrap up at 2, we might get our thirst on, and then we'll
exactly.
carry on here on the radio from 5 to 7 there, Tui.
Oh.
That'll be fun.
Excellent.
What are you doing here? It's not Thursday.
Correct. I was called out of the bullpen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are helping our friend Frank
celebrate. Andrew Gold. Oh, what a lonely boy.
Yes, we are celebrating in Mr. Prosnitt's absence.
The highest
Yom
of holy
Kippur.
Days.
Yes.
Correct.
And our friends of the Jewish faith.
Friends and neighbors, by all means.
We appreciate so much.
Absolutely.
Day of Atonement.
Day of Atonement.
Here we are. So hopefully everybody comes over on the 27th. And we are located at, we didn't give out the address.
23 Connell Highway. Well, JT Connell Highway. And then somebody said to me it's supposed to be Colonel.
Admiral Kalpfus?
No. JT Connell has a
official name of very long.
Yeah. Is it Colonel? There's a title.
I don't know what rank he attained.
I don't know
if he was in the military.
Jane Ruggiero, who is the knowledgeable person of all things Newport, having been born and raised here.
Well, they probably used his first name, his full name, his initials, and everything else. I can't find it with a quick Google search.
Jane would be able to tell us.
He had a military rank. That's
interesting. I think he did. Because she cringes when I say Connell Highway. She goes, that's really not the name.
Oh, those silly Newporters.
Yes.
Those silly Newporters.
News to me.
Yeah, Mom.
See
and we
that?
Grew up. We grew up a street apart.
Yeah.
Well,
let's
be honest. She's smart.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, she's smart.
All right. Well, I hope everybody comes by next Thursday, the 27th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., 23 JT Connell Highway, right off the Pell Bridge ramp. Plenty of parking. Come by and visit us.
We'll be cutting the ribbon. Oh, look, there's Jane.
Jane.
What is the title of JT Connell?
General? Memorial. JT Memorial. JT Connell Memorial.
If she adds one more name to this road, we won't be able to say
memorial.
The radio stations.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Well, what
maybe
we're going to do.
It was admirable. It was not admiral.
We're going to take a break here so that way we can be joined by our next guest. And we'll do that here. Thanks for stopping by, Bonnie.
Hey, cheers.
Thanks for allowing
thanks for the
me
invite.
In. Thanks.
And the door is always open. See those two locks over there? I won't even use them.
I'm the only one that has the key to those
That's
locks.
It. That's it. We'll be back here on What's Up Noob Radio Edition after this.
You count on your car to get you where you're going. Shouldn't you have an auto insurance policy you can count on too? The professionals at Dwyer Insurance can help. They know that buying auto insurance can be a hassle and want to help clear the confusion and save you money. Talk to them today about a good student discount. Visit Dwyer, in business locally since 1962, at one of their convenient locations on Bellevue Avenue in Newport or on Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. Go to dfdwyer.com for free quotes and more information. With a no surprises motto, Dwyer Insurance will always do what's best for their clients. Dwyer Insurance.
Corrigan Financial realizes the need for financial planning services has never been greater, due in part to essential concerns such as longer life expectancies, spending demands, and income tax and estate planning. Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan and that all financial decisions should be made within the context of that planning framework. Currently, Corrigan Financial works with over 950 families, manages over $600 million of investment assets, and prepares income tax returns for nearly all their clients. Corrigan Financial's knowledgeable staff includes 11 CPAs, many with advanced degrees and financial planning specific designations. These people, along with considerable investments in systems and technology, have helped keep Corrigan Financial at the forefront of the wealth management profession. Corrigan Financial, for more than 25 years, helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
WADK and Corrigan Financial present another exciting season of high school and college football. Bob Angel and Jim Ascoli bring you the play-by-play for local high school contests as well as Salve Regina University. Catch the action weekends on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by
O'Brien's Pub, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza, VD Mercedes-Benz and VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton, Newport Insurance Agency, Midtown Oyster Bar, A1 Roofing and Construction, The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, Clements Marketplace, Fieldstones in Portsmouth and Atlantic Grill in Middletown, Salve Regina University, and by Corrigan Financial.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join Nairobi at Meeting Street's Schwartz Center Superhero 5K Fun Run Walk and Roll.
Sunday, September 23rd at Fort Tabor in New Bedford.
The Schwartz Center is Southeastern Massachusetts' leading provider of education, therapy, and health care for children with special educational and developmental needs.
Join Nairobi at Meeting Street's Schwartz Center Superhero 5K Sunday, September 23rd at Fort Tabor in New Bedford. For more information, visit Cardies.com.
Talk of the Town with Bruce Newberry. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, 1540 WADK.
And welcome back to What's Up Noob Radio Edition. Ryan Belmore and Timmy Tui with you here on this Wednesday. It is 1:20 p.m. and PFLAG is starting a local group here in our area. PFLAG stands for Parents, Families, Friends, Allies, and Members of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Gender Nonconforming Community. That is a mouthful. Here to help us understand exactly what it is Doreen LePage. And good afternoon, Doreen.
Hello, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Tell us what PFLAG is and why it's coming to our little island here of Aquidneck.
Okay. PFLAG is for Parents, Families, Friends, Allies, and Members of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Gender Nonconforming Community. We offer confidential support and resources. And it is coming to the island because I am a member of PFLAG Greater Providence, and moved recently to the island area, and found that the commute for the meetings in Providence were getting a little overwhelming. So I pulled together a group along with Interweave, which is a social organization for the LGBTQ community. And we got the go-ahead this summer to bring a satellite to Newport.
All right, excellent. And I know through our conversations with Newport Out, who have joined us many times here on the air, that there is a lot of people who identify with these ways, as well as a lot of people who have family members, as well as loved ones who identify with these ways. What are some of the things your organization is hoping to do here on Aquidneck Island?
Well, we're having an open house, and I'll give you the information on that. It will be Thursday, September 27th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Channing Memorial Church. This is non-denominational. They just offered us space. 135 Pelham Street in Newport.
Excellent. And since you've made the announcement that you're coming here to Newport, how has the response been from the community?
Overwhelming. And because one of the reasons why I thought it was important to have a presence in the area was because in speaking to folks anecdotally and also through a survey that I conducted during Newport Pride, folks wanted the resource and support but did not want to make the commute. That was the primary reason.
Okay.
All the way to Providence.
Okay. And it sounds like that just about anybody who wants to be an ally or a friend or support these communities can attend these meetings?
Absolutely. Again, for parents, family, friends, allies, and, of course, members of the LGBTQ community.
Excellent. And some of the things that will be happening at the meetings, what does an average or a normal meeting look like or feel like? What should people know going into these?
An average meeting is about 50 minutes, although total an hour for announcements and letting folks know what's happening. Totally confidential. Discussion group. The larger the number of attendees, so say if there's more than 10 attendees, they'll break up into smaller groups led by a facilitator who is a member and also trained through PFLAG. We are not a therapeutic organization, so I need to put that out there as well. This is peer-to-peer, parent-to-parent, member-member, ally-ally.
All right, excellent. And for those that do not know, this is a national organization.
It is. It was formed in 1972 by a mother in New York, and our local Rhode Island chapter was founded in 1998. We have over 200,000 members in more than 350 communities across the United States and abroad.
Hey, Doreen, welcome to the program. Tim Tuohy here. I'd be interested to know about the Straight for Equality program. Could you fill me in a little bit on that?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I think PFLAG has an activity going on, and they call it Straight for Equality. I was interested. I don't know if you had any information on that, if it was a national endeavor.
No, I do not, but I can. Yeah, I do not, but I can get back to you on
that.
Yeah,
well, that'd be great. Thank you.
Excellent. And we are chatting with Doreen LePage, PFLAG, and coming up and opening right here at the Channing Church on Pelham Street. And how often are you going to plan on meeting Doreen?
Well, actually, what will determine that, we'd like to meet monthly, but what will determine that is who comes to the open house.
Okay.
And then there'll be a survey there for that.
Excellent. And where can people go for more information, Doreen?
Okay. They can contact me at leddoreen1pflagnewport@gmail.com.
Excellent. And people can check out that meeting. Give us the details of the open house just one more time in case people lost it the first time around.
Okay. It will be at Channing Memorial Church, 135 Pelham Street, Newport, Rhode Island, Thursday, September 27th from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Excellent. Doreen, I wish you the very best of luck with this. Let us know if we can ever do anything, and I hope people turn off the open house.
Definitely. Keep us informed, Doreen. We'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. And thank you for your support.
Of course. Doreen LePage, PFLAG there, ladies and gentlemen. And hopefully just another open house for people to attend. Timmy Tui, our calendars are filling up with great events that we can attend.
But we say this, Ryan, it's a year-round experience here in Newport. It never lets up. We know that.
It is.
If you ever log on to What's Up Noop, you'll find it. You'll be in the know.
There are so many
Something
events going on.
For everyone, Ryan.
There is, and there's a ton. Of course, I mentioned tonight, 2001 Space Odyssey with the Galactic Shag over at Jane Pickens. Hopefully, a lot of people will join us over there. Our events are usually pretty good. And then we have the Birds coming up on October 24th.
Very apropos.
Which will be a good time.
Just going back, I think the straight for equality of people that do not have a family member.
Okay.
That is gay, but wants to support the equality of human beings and human rights. So, yeah, you're not affiliated with the PFLAG. It's just another, I think, an offshoot of just people that want to, you know.
An ally.
Yeah, an ally of the group.
Absolutely. And I know Newport Out, when they join me, Sean joins me on the air. He talks about allies a lot.
So it's good. Now they get their foot in the door and hope they have some other activities in town. And, they, you know, again, Newport is a very welcoming city.
It is, and we have people from all over the world coming here, and it's nice when I talk with, Doreen as well as Sean, and hear that it's becoming more welcoming and more open, and there's more meetings, and they can have. There's every Saturday night over at Tavern on Broadway, Newport Out is hosting events. There's drag brunches taking place in Newport now, and it's good.
It's not out of the ordinary. It's just part of the ordinary now, which is that's how it should function in this town. Something for everyone.
That's
all inclusive.
It.
Inclusivity.
All right, so we're going to move on here. When we get back on What's Up Newport Radio Edition, Ryan Belmore, Timmy Tui will continue on here on this Wednesday.
The East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce is pleased to present the kickoff to the East Greenwich Restaurant Week with Savor EG on Thursday, September 20th at 5:30 p.m. Sponsored by WADK, Mix 99.3, Coastway Community Bank, and So Rhode Island Magazine, this culinary showcase will be held at the East Greenwich Yacht Club on Greenwich Cove. Savor East Greenwich is sure to satisfy even the most refined palate. Participating restaurants include Bezos, Clementine's Homemade Ice Cream, Feast Sandwich Co., Finn's Harborside, Fresco, Four Brothers Pizzeria, Jigger's Diner, Providence Coal Fired Pizza, Rasa, Red Stripe, Safe House, Silver Spoon Bakery, Tio Mateo's, The Trap, and Twisted Pizza. You can enjoy live music by Alex Godixon. Purchase your tickets early. Before September 20th, the price is $25. The day of the event, the price jumps up to $30. Proceeds to benefit Clothes to Kids Rhode Island Incorporated. Bring a winter coat for any school-aged child and be eligible for door prizes. Savor East Greenwich, September 20th. Call 401-885-0020 or visit eastgreenwichchamber.com.
Hi, this is Jacob from Superior Comfort. I've been the owner and operator of this company since 2005. We are a heating and air conditioning contractor. We want to provide you the best solutions that we can possibly offer for your home or business. I've been actually in this business since I was 13 years old. I was told I needed a job by my mother, and she threw me in a truck with my uncle. So I actually feel like I've had a lifetime in this industry. Superior Comfort takes a lot of my personal values into heart. Customer satisfaction for me is job one. We want all our customers to be 100% satisfied with anything we do. Our goal is to provide quality products, quality installations, knowledgeable service and installation technicians at your home so that you can feel comfortable that we've given you the right solution for your needs. We are a trained TCS dealer. What that means to you as a consumer is we have to maintain over a 90% approval rating with our customer base in order to keep that status. We are actually one of two in the state of Rhode Island. Our website is superiorcomfortinc.com. Phone number 401-396-9171.
If you're tired of pushy salespeople and huge stores where every piece of furniture looks the same, then you're not shopping in the right place. Day in and day out for the past 76 years, Ben's Furniture has been offering a very different shopping experience to their loyal customers by offering great selections, honest values, and just the right amount of friendly service. Whether you're looking for a new sofa, a bedroom set, something for the TV, or just a comfortable chair. You owe it to yourself to stop in and see what's right here in your own backyard. Year after year, Benz has won the Best of Newport Awards for their unique collection of home furnishings and accessories that are styled just right for this area. Stop in, take a look, and see why Benz has become everyone's favorite spot for finding just about everything you could need for your home. And take advantage of substantial store-wide savings right now. Benz Furniture, 166 Thames Street, downtown Newport. Free parking right behind the store.
Now is the time to visit beautiful Block Island. Whether you're looking to swim, hike, bike, fish, or just relax, Block Island has it all. And now the island is even better because the crowds are gone. For everything you need to plan your fall Block Island adventure, go to blockislandinfo.com. That's blockislandinfo.com.
Fall is here, and it's time to have your seasonal auto checkup. And the best place to go is Barry's Discount Service Center in Newport. Express oil changes are only $14.95. And best of all, you'll be back on the road in only 25 minutes. When the cold sneaks up, you'll want your new car ready. So let us help. Make your appointment today at barrymotors.com or call 401-847-5600. Located across from Walmart in the Newport Mall, right off the Newport Bridge. You will always save at Barry's Sales and Discount Service Center. Don't forget, when your new car's service warranty expires, that's when our service begins. Barry's Auto Group. Take the drive. You're worth it.
Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses.
This is Brian Mason of the Apollo Consulting Group. We help small and mid-sized companies improve profitability, get more customers, and streamline their operations. Call us now at 401-862-6339.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, playing on Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. WADK, 1540 a.m., Newport, Rhode Island.
And welcome back to What's Up Newport Radio Edition 133 here on this Wednesday. Ryan Belmore and Timmy Toohey with you. In the last hour, we were talking about the 13th annual Newport Mansions Wine and Food Festival. And this one even has more years. It has decades on the Mansions Food and Wine Festival. And it is the 35th annual Taste of Newport, which is coming up on October 28th. Betsy Aiken, Vice President of Fund Development for Child and Family, joins us on the line to talk about it today. Good afternoon, Betsy. Well, let me try this one. There you are. Hi, Betsy.
Hey, how you doing?
Nice. I'm doing all right. Welcome. And can't believe it. 35th annual Taste of Newport.
Right. We are just so happy to celebrate with the Rhode Island community our Taste of Newport coming up. And as you say, 35 years in the making.
Hats and off.
35
well
years,
done.
Yet there are some, Betsy, who have never made it. And give us a little background on the event and what people can expect and why people should make the 35th annual the first one or the next one that they attend.
Sure. Well, we want to welcome everyone to come. We've got some great groundwell of support from community members and volunteers. And, of course, the restaurants really make our event. We have close to 30 restaurants that have made a commitment to us to come and give you a sampling of, you know, their signature dish. So it's going to be really exciting. And we have some restaurants that have been with us since the beginning, and some have been around for many, many years, and some that are just new to the scene. So we want to encourage everyone to come and sample some of the terrific food. I'm going to give you a couple examples of the restaurant in a minute. But as I say, this is a Sunday night, October 28th. It's at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a really exciting, fast-paced event. You get samplings of food and drinks. And, you know, this year we've put together some really exciting, unique auction experiences. So we really want to encourage everyone to come. And really the main point about the event is to gather support for child and families programs and services. And, you know, your listeners and everybody around has known that Child and Family has been around since 1866, but we continue to be very innovative in our programming for children and teens, and we support adults and families. We have elders programs. So it's really how we raise much-needed funds in Rhode Island that can help us to sort of support many of our services that are that we provide for Rhode Island community.
Excellent, and it's coming up here on the 28th in Savory Sweets and Sips from the finest restaurants, confectioners, caterers, and beverage vendors, and tickets are now on sale, and it's a benefit for child and families, community programs, and you can't beat a great night out that also supports a cause.
Right. And if folks want to get some more information, they can certainly just go to our website at childandfamilyri.org. You can click the Taste of Newport button there. You can buy tickets. You can, if you have specific questions, we'd just love to have you on board. We anticipate more than 400 folks. We have some terrific, our presenting sponsor this year is Citizens Bank, and we have more than 30 corporations and companies and community organizations that have stepped up to the plate to support us on Sunday, October 28th at 5 p.m. The event's going to take place at the Atlantic Resort in Middletown, so we just want to encourage everybody to come on down.
And as a media sponsor here at W80K, as well as Mix 99.3 and What's Up Noop, all media sponsors of this event, we invite you to head out there to the Atlantic Resort on Sunday, October 28th, and help support our friends at Child and Family. And it sounds like a great night of food and a great night out, and it's still an early night on a Sunday from 5 to 8. You can't beat that.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun to see everybody, and we appreciate, we have an opportunity where some of our programs are being focused, and we got some great live auction packages, trips to Italy. We've got an owner experience in the Celtics, where the Celtics owner comes. It's so exciting. We have packages that range from planes and boats and trains and helicopters. You name it, we got it.
Excellent. And plenty of participating restaurants. Chances are one of your favorite restaurants are participating in the 35th annual. And there will be lots of dishes. There are general tickets. There are make-a-difference tickets, reserved table seating, as well as fabulous auctions. Something for everyone. And it's going to be a great night out there, Betsy.
Well, thanks a lot very much. And we look forward to it. And as I say, if anyone's interested in getting tickets, they can go to our childandfamilyri.org. Or give our office a call at 401-848-4141, and we'd be happy to answer all your questions, and we appreciate the community support.
Of course, Betsy, we appreciate it. And before we let you go, anything else that we should know about that is going on at Child and Family right now that we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I'd love to have a shout-out to our team. We've got a bridge, a Citizens Bank Pell Bridge run. We're participating as one of the 34 charitable recipients of that amazing Rhode Island event, and that takes place in October. The run, it's a run or a walk. I'm looking for team members to join the Child and Family team, and you can give us a call here at 401-848-4141, and we'll give you some information. That's October 21st. It's a really great opportunity. If you haven't participated in the Citizens Bank Pell Bridge Run, it's a great opportunity to see our wonderful Newport from up high.
Excellent. Good Betsy, thank you so much for calling in today, and best of luck with the 35th annual Taste of Newport. We will see you there on October 28th.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, and thanks for all your wonderful support to us.
You got it. And that is Betsy Aiken, Vice President, Fund Development for Child and Family. And 35th annual Taste of Newport, already talking about late October events. Where's the year going there, Timmy Tui?
It keeps flying, Ryan. We never stop. We say this all the time.
It's one thing after another.
It's great.
It's going to be a good time. And I didn't get a chance to pass out the prices there, but let's see here. Of course, it is a benefit for Child and Families Community Programs. Some of the best programs out there. General tickets are $125 per person. Make a difference tickets includes table seating for $250. Reserve table seatings for parties of 10 or more is $2,500.
Good for corporate. The corporate
endeavor. And fabulous auctions include dining, luxury getaways, unique experiences, and more. Get online to see a list of participating restaurants as well as the event partners. Be sure to support the event partners and sponsors. Of course, one more time, Mix 99.3, W80K, 1540 AM, who you are listening to right now, as well as What's Up Noop are all proud media sponsors of that event. We encourage you to support it and support those who are in need in our community.
And I was just surprised just looking at their website. They do a lot of stuff with elder care, Ryan.
They do.
You hear Child and Family in their name. You're thinking about the youngsters. They're also doing it for the oldsters.
That's it.
Keeping everybody. The community is a one. It's a whole.
A little bit of everybody they are helping, and they're trying to help as many people as possible, and they need more support, and they need that support sometimes financially. And I'm sure they have plenty of volunteer opportunities as well for people to get involved. And I'm sure if you were a business and wanted to get involved, they would find a way for you to get involved.
Good.
So check
By
them out.
By all means.
Plenty going on there, Timmy.
Again.
Plenty,
every
plenty.
Day, Ryan, there's something out there. And everybody needs a little helping hand.
That's it. Hey, speaking of a helping hand, let me give you a helping hand and let you know where to find lobster this weekend. Now, Timmy, here we are. We are on September 19th. All summer long, on Thursdays, you told me, once the summer's over, I'm going to head. I'm going to take the wife out for dinner. I'm going to take her to the port.
She wanted to go with you, Ryan, and Miss Jennifer. We haven't had it been able to arrange a little rendezvous yet.
All right. All right. Well, maybe we can do that.
Before they close up shop and shutter the windows for the season.
We can't do it this weekend, and we'll talk about why when we come back here after the break. But we will do it one of these weekends coming up. And I say weekends because if you haven't caught on, Lobster Mania has moved from Monday through Friday to Thursday through Sunday. So we can head there on a weekend. We'll double date it.
Yes.
How's that? I'll double date with anybody who wants to head to the port for Lobster Mania. Newport's Best Harbor View, the Port Seafood Grill and Bar at the Ann Street Pier, offering one of Newport's best dinner deals. That is Lobster Mania. You head there this, well, it's not even fall yet. You head there soon, and you might see Timmy Tui, Ryan Belmore in our better halves, dining and enjoying some Lobster Mania.
You look good in a bib.
Thursday through Sunday, how would you know, 4 to 6 p.m., where you could choose from... Wait a minute. Do you use a bib when you eat lobster, Timmy?
I do not.
Okay. I know some
people...
I try
to be dainty, because you do not want to be wearing that delicious Lobster Mania.
But, so dainty, huh?
Oh, when you're doing a steamed lobster?
Nah, just dive in. Dive in. No regrets.
You
just
do it. You do it with finesse, and there is a technique, Ryan, so you wouldn't need the bib.
You know, we're just eating king crab legs recently, and Jen is from St. Louis and does not...
Not known for king crab legs. Gateway to the West.
And trying to explain to somebody the proper way to eat. Maybe we need to have a lobster a specialist on to tell us how to...
The crustacean.
Yes. How do you
authority.
Crunch, and when do you use the fork, yeah. and when do you use the crunchers?
That's something we don't see much anymore, the fish fork.
The fish fork.
That's a lost utensil. Yes. I have to talk to the dude of food about that.
Yes, he's around here somewhere.
What happened to the fish fork?
But I'll tell you what, who will provide you with some great lobster. That is the port, Thursday through Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Choose from six different lobster dishes for only $17.95 or enjoy a 1.25-pound lobster dinner for just $19.95. Would you go for the dish or would you go for the lobster?
See, right now, as the weather starts turning... And as you see, I'm ready to chow down. I would love some, maybe some lobster Alfredo.
Lobster mac and cheese?
In that vein, lobster mac and cheese, but that's pretty common. But I haven't had a good lobster Alfredo in a while.
All right.
Maybe talk to the thriller and he can organize that.
You can enjoy bar happy apps, discounted appetizers, raw bar specials served at the bar and in the lounge area. Maybe get a cup of chowder as it gets a little cooler.
Lobster bisque.
There you go.
Stay on the theme.
Located on the harbor between Christie's Landing and the Ann Street Pier, it is the port that we have been talking about. It is hard to find,
forgotten.
But it is worth the effort.
Hey, Rhode Island, don't forget to bring your unwanted household goods, clothes, kitchenware, toys, and shoes to the Planet A Donation Center, located at 1 mile corner at 533 Broadway in Newport. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 4, Sunday from 10 till 2. Their attendant will help you unload. Please don't leave anything outside, or now you can get curbside pickup. Call Chris at 732-259-7943. Planet Aid is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the environment and to funding worldwide development projects for the poor.
The drive-in is alive and well at Musquamica Beach. Load up the car and head to Whiskeynow Beach for a great movie Friday night at 8. Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey star in 1987's Dirty Dancing. Baby is spending summer vacation with her parents at a resort in the Catskills and falls in love with Johnny, the dance instructor. Baby's father forbids the pair's romance, but nobody puts Baby in a corner. There's nothing like a movie under the stars at Whiskeynow Beach next to the water slides at Musquamica Beach. Admission is only $15 a carload.
Are you looking to grow your business, establish valuable professional relationships, meet industry subject matter experts, and market your services and products? If so, the North Kingstown Chamber of Commerce can help you as we support and promote more than 400 businesses throughout South County, Rhode Island. Our members represent every industry, large and small, old and new, from home-based businesses just starting out to large businesses such as ones located in Quonset. We provide targeted networking opportunities, unique events, and business strong seminars with highly engaged groups of professionals that will help you and your business succeed and grow. In addition, we offer great benefits such as free job postings, townwide gift certificate referral program, bulk mail discounts, and more. Call the Chamber today at 401-295-5566 to learn more about how we can help you and your business succeed and grow.
Yeah.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blues and Brews returns to Musquamacut Friday, September 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Windjammer Surf Bar. Drink some brews while you enjoy the blues with live music by Neil and the Vipers. You'll enjoy beer and wine samplings and food from local eateries too. Tickets $25 in advance, $30 at the door. For tickets, go to oceanchamber.org or visit them at the Chamber Office, 1 Chamber Way, Westerly, Rhode Island. Contact Erica at 401-596-7761 for details. Blues and Brews, presented by the Ocean Community Chamber of Commerce. Sponsors include Graysale Brewing of Rhode Island, Rebecca Woodward and Adam Kaufman, DMD, The Windjammer, A&J Landscaping, Apple Rehab Watch Hill, and Mix 99.3.
We play by our own rules.
Talk of the town, Bruce Newberry.
How cool is that?
There's my buddy Bruce.
Weekday mornings from 9 to noon on 1540 WADK.
And welcome back. Final segment here on a Wednesday, 1:47 p.m. Ryan Belmore here with you. Frank Prosnitz returns to the open forum tomorrow. I return to my regularly scheduled time here on WADK. And tomorrow on the program, Timmy Tui will be back, I hope.
Yes, with hope, Ryan, yes.
You will be back. And tomorrow on the program, what we will be doing is, I talked about this the other day on the radio. Joan Fries, who is the president of the board of Parter League, will be Parter League for Animals, I'm sorry, I should give the full name, will be joining us. They will be hosting a fundraiser for NOWZAD, N-O-W-Z-A-D.
NOWZAD.
Parter League Sister Shelter. And it's NOWZAD is the only animal rescue organization in Afghanistan. And they will be hosting two events, one on October 3rd, one on October 4th, to help support the animal shelter there in Afghanistan. And their goal, Parter League's goal, is to raise $9,000 for NOWZAD, which would feed their animals for 3 months. So she'll join us, stop by, let us know about, I want to know how this sister shelter came about, and the only animal shelter over there in Afghanistan.
Right. It must be just, what, displaced animals due to the conflict.
And they also connect people that connect with animals, maybe in the military, maybe in service while they're over there, and they help people, maybe if those animals need a home, they bring them over here to the United States, and et cetera. Some other housekeeping. So that's coming up tomorrow. Joan will join us for a portion of What's Up Noob Radio Edition. So we'll do some research on the Afghanistan.
NOWZAD.
NOWZAD. Child and Family. Back to them for a minute. Bob Angel, who is the master of information, just ran in here and said, hey, while you're on the Child and Family, there's a truck to benefit Child and Family slated for September 22nd. That is this weekend.
Yes, yeah, Saturday. That is Saturday. What is it? Saturday morning? I'm assuming.
Touch a Truck, a family-friendly outdoor, an event to benefit Child and Family, and it's Sandpiper's Early Learning Center, will be held Saturday, September 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Child and Family parking lot out there at 31 John Clark Road in Middletown. Guests should park in the nearby parking lot at the corner of Johnny Cake Hill Road and John Clark Road.
Speaking of, there's the fire truck right there. Engine number 4 going by.
Engine number 4. Good afternoon.
Headquarters.
Ladies and gentlemen. The event rain date is Saturday, September 29th. Children of all ages can see and touch approximately 15 vehicles, including Middletown Fire Department fire and rescue trucks, a Rhode Island State Police cruiser, a dump truck, a bulldozer, excavator, tractor, a U.S. mail truck, and an RV camper, and more. You need to bring Holly out.
Nothing from the marine trades? There's no boats?
Other activities include a canine demonstration by the Middletown Police Department, face painting, a photo booth, Kinder music, tumble bus, and supervised play in the Sandpipers playground. Refreshments, including Dell's Lemonade and Liberty Donuts, will be available for sale. Bob Angel is excited about that one.
No doubt.
You might be able to catch Mr. Angel out there.
He's a big Liberty fan.
The entrance fee is $15 per family or $10 for families with a child currently enrolled in the Sandpipers Early Learning Center at Child and Family. Reservations are not required, and no tickets will be sold in advance. For more information, contact Sandpipers Director Patty Carbone. Hi, Patty, at 401-848-4102. So touch a truck to benefit Child and Family, slated for this Saturday.
And always, when you see images of that event, the smiles and the eyes light up on the kids. Very cool.
Yeah, you never know. Very cool activity. You know, when you may inspire some of these kids to want to become a firefighter or a police officer or work in DMV or construction or what else was there? Or be a bus driver or a bulldozer, excavator. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, with some Kingdom music thrown in.
Look at that.
For good measure.
Yes. All sorts of good stuff.
I'm a fan of that.
Yes. We didn't get to it earlier. We didn't get to it last week.
We don't get to a lot of things,
I know. We say we are, and then things pop up, which are always good. Your phone calls are always welcome. You could always send me information, ryan@whatsupnoop.com. You could always call in 401-846-1028. Last week, you wanted to bring it up, and we didn't get to it yet, so I thought we'd bring it up now. You wanted to talk about your alma mater, Rogers.
Well, I want to talk about the schooling, the school buildings.
Yes.
More importantly, not quite my alma mater, but we do need a new high school that is in disrepair. I was going to bring up how the school department was in the market to possibly purchase the James L. Maha Center on Hillside Avenue and or the former Sisters of Clooney School over around the drive because of the need for more space. Again, the issue was I think they went and researched, and the numbers show that they had adequate space and classroom space, and it turned out not to be the case.
All right.
They had to go out to the Kennedy School in Middletown, and I don't know if they're going to lease that or if the town of Middletown is going to sell that, and the Newport School Department has to vacate. But I thought it was very interesting that, again, they're going to be spending anywhere between $1.5 to $4 million on new property when Rogers High School needs to be either renovated in place or a new site chosen. Again, here we go, Ryan, with where can you put a new high school? Where would it be appropriate?
I'm not sure. When you brought it up, certainly needs to be replaced. I thought you were talking about there has been some social media posts making their rounds on Facebook of some of the conditions.
Well,
so
you know me,
Rogers.
I try to go minimal on social media. You know, as you can attest, truth be told, you know that. I'm very limited in my ingestion of social media. Tell me what's making the rounds. Let me.
Well, there were some photos of building
photos.
Problems out there at Rogers High School. I'm just trying to figure it out here where I want to. I want to make sure that I don't share anything that is untrue.
True.
There
were
some photos where parents were posting photos, I think is the safest way to say it, of some of the roof where there are some conditions, maybe some mold. There was another family parent who sent me forwarded along. There's a photo going around of a mouse found dead in the middle of a hallway. Some of the conditions are being questioned, or the things are being. Awareness is being raised that the building needs to be replaced sooner than later.
I've not stepped foot in Rogers High School in many, many years.
I was going to say, hopefully at some point you did because that's where you graduated from.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I did 3 years there. I also did 3 years at Thompson Junior High School, which is now the Thompson Middle School. But some of the images I've seen over the last several years, it's alarming that the condition of our high school has got to the point where it's almost uninhabitable. Again, my hats go off to the teachers and the students who are, you know, in the classrooms, and it's not a healthy environment. So that's not conducive to the learning experience.
It certainly isn't, especially, obviously, wherever you go, you can run into mice and things like that, and you never, but.
Mold's a big issue. Now, years ago here in Newport, a lot of buildings, you know, being a graduate of Sheffield, the asbestos that lined or were encased in a lot of the heating and plumbing pipes. That became an issue with respiratory failures and such.
Absolutely. We have a new segment coming up, and maybe we'll roll it out tomorrow, but we have the North End Notebook. And what is the latest you're hearing from your neighbors? You live in the north end of the city.
Again, it's been quiet at the moment, but just some rumblings. We're trying to find out and get people's opinion on things such as the Sheffield School Innovation Center, the Caprianato plans to break ground at the former High Line Newport Grand site.
Sign is still up, right?
Still
last
up.
I looked. Yeah.
and no activity going on yet. Haven't heard back from the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority on what has been chosen after the, what has become of the environmental access survey that was supposed to be sent to the Federal Highway Administration. Haven't heard anything from the Navy on what the plans are to do with the property just beyond our look over there to our, looking to the west.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. We're waiting on a lot of answers. And again, I feel like they're all going to fall at once.
Correct. And again, Ryan, this is going to be a decade or two process to get things in the full and fully inactivated. So we are going to try to maybe start a new segment with the North End Notebook. And I'll keep people abreast of that as well as yourself.
That will come out on Thursdays, as well as we always look over the headlines of the week. And I got to find that darn horn. We'll have to dig that up from
the
basement.
We didn't get to that last week.
And we'll go over that tomorrow, as well as we'll be joined by Joan Freese, who's the president of the board of the Parlor League for Animals, for a small chat. And, of course, we'll probably touch base on you're heading to a pretty important event this Saturday.
Oh, that too? Yeah, we're heading down to the Hartford area for the 35th annual Farm Aid benefit concert.
Now, I've gone to two of these, and this is supporting farms,
local farmers and their families.
Yes, and it's very important. And if you've never heard about Farm Aid, check it out, farmaid.org. And big old concert, big old festival, and supporting the local farms here in New England.
And this year it's in Connecticut, so it's going to be heavily influenced by Connecticut farmers and their families. The concessions. This is something different that they do just at Farm Aid. Local people, and particularly this event, farmers, take over the concessions.
That's pretty
from
neat.
The venue. That's really unheard of in this day and age.
And the last time they were here in New England was up in
08. Mansfield at Great Woods.
And I went to that one as well as the one in Randall Island, New York, probably in 2007 or so.
2001, Holly, myself, and our good friend Dennis Hill and his wife Sherry attended in Indianapolis, Indiana, actually Noblesville. And that was really the heartland. It was my first time experiencing driving through the heartland of the country, especially through Ohio into Indiana.
It's a grand old event, and it is sold out, so you can't get tickets for this year, but you could certainly look around. Maybe you'll find one or two out there, and it should be a good event, and look forward to you reporting back next Thursday.
It's not just the music. There's a lot of lectures that go on in the concourse and throughout the day, demonstrations. You get to talk and meet with the farmers and talk about their issues and how the latest farm aid bill affected them. A lot of these farmers I hear from or I read didn't want the handout from our federal government.
Wow.
Through the tariff situation and such. But I'll go feedback to you the following Thursday.
Excellent. Before we wrap up, let me tell you about my friends at Ragged Island Brewing Company. They are open. Their tap room is now open 5 days a week. Today is a Wednesday. You can visit them up there in the Portsmouth Business Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. Thursday from 4 to 8, on Friday from 3 to 9, Saturday from 1 to 9, and on Sunday from noon to 6. Ragged Island Brewing is located at 200 High Point Ave, Unit 6B up there in Portsmouth.
For how much longer?
And online at raggedislandbrewing.com.
When are they going to make the move?
Over a year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they're there for quite a while.
Okay.
Before they make the big move, of course, they're purchasing not brand new farm property, but a new piece of property to expand, to grow hops and et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
Doing great things. And, of course, a portion of Ragged Island Brewing is behind Gray Matter Marketing, which puts on a lot of the great events in our area. That's going to do it for us today here on the program. Clark Howard is up next. Timmy Toohey, thanks for stopping by today. We will talk to you tomorrow here on WADK.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Make Project Cleanup a breeze with supplies from One Stop True Value, Connell Highway, Newport. Right now, a 32-gallon black trash can with lid is only $9.99. This tough and durable injection-molded plastic can is crush-resistant, so it can withstand wear and tear, and it comes